education is a wonderful thing. Mr. Trump always says, learn everything you can about what you're doing. You know, Trump University, we were founded with this idea that there was a tremendous imbalance in education in this country, that those that needed it the most had the least access to quality education. And by those that need it the most, in our minds, is small business owners, aspiring entrepreneurs, people out there that are driving the economy. These aren't the people that can go back to school for 2 years and spend $100,000, I think it costs now, for an MBA. And they're not the people that that are going to sign up and go down to the local community college. We need to deliver to these people, to small business owners, to entrepreneurs, to anybody in business that desires to further themselves and empower themselves through education, high quality education. And when you think about, John, your point about educating yourself in leadership, much of it is informal, it's on the job, but always take 10% of your available time and put it against learning, put it against furthering your formal education. And that could take many different forms. It can take online courses that you can take. It can take the form of conferences and seminars, even take the form of books and articles and magazines. But carve out that amount of time, be disciplined about it, and you're going to open your eyes to a world of different ideas that can dramatically impact your bottom line.
As we're talking together about the keys to success in launching a business, there's one area which I know from personal experience and from entrepreneurs I know is very challenging for the small startup business. And that has to do with what we might generally call systems. When you look at a major corporation, it's all systems. Everything has its documented manual, its standing operating procedures, its processes, and its computer programs and so forth. In a startup, things tend to be scrappy, things tend to be done on the fly.